Oh, that's perfect. So you didn't have, now you have those repeaters plugged in, and you don't have to do all the legwork. Plus, now you know somebody down there, they can probably tell you the repeaters that are actually active.
Yeah, 100% of that. And it's funny because, obviously, being Florida, there's a lot of guys from Michigan down there now permanently. So when I roll out the WA call sign, it doesn't really bat many eyes. They just assume I'm another snowbird.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, you know, what I found, because I have tried in the past to program my radio for the location that I'm going to be in, it's so difficult because you scan those repeaters and nobody ever calls back because there's not, there's a lot of times inactive repeaters. I know I was in Florida earlier this year in the panhandle and programmed a bunch of repeaters that I found and I couldn't get a response from anyone. And I tried multiple times at different times of day, and when the local club said there were going to be nets, and I found nothing. So if you might get lucky and have the inside track there so you can chat with people.
Yeah, I think, well, you know, Central Florida, right? So a lot of retirees, which is, you know, guys like me with a bunch, you know, I'm not quite retired. Yeah, I'm getting close, but time on their hands, that a lot of good quality hams out there. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's interesting with this radio, it's got 220 on it, too. So I was trying to program the few 220 repeaters around here in Metro Detroit. And the same thing, I was banging them, but I was getting no response back, and I don't even know if they're active.